Taking the knee, it's a remarkably divisive gesture that some sports people make. The South African cricketers, they were each apparently given the freedom to choose what they wanted to do. And most of them took the knee. Some raised a fist, and Quinton de Kock stood at attention. I mean, how does one interpret that? What judgments can one reasonably make about that? All of the black players took the knee. Two white players took the knee. All of the players that raised a fist were white. England have taken the knee in every game they've played for a while. In one of their warm-up matches, the opposing team took the knee and the other it didn't. England took the knee against Croatia. Croatia didn't take the knee. The Netherlands took the knee against Ukraine. Ukraine didn't. England supporters have booed. I mean, it's just remarkable how something which should just be seen for what it is. People saying that there is discrimination in sport and that is wrong. And this is us showing that we believe it is wrong. A bloody Tory MP in the UK, he compared taking the knee ahead of a football match to raising your fist in a Hitler salute. It's just insane. Kevin McCullum is a sports writer. It is insane, isn't it, Kevin?
Actually, particularly when you look at that Tory MP, and he forgets that the entire England football team just before the Second World War played against Germany and all gave Hitler the Nazi salute. So I think he may want to revisit that one.
It is. I mean, I get to the point now where I'm not sure that it's changing anything significant. I mean, I'm not sure that people look at the England team taking the knee or the South African cricketers, some of them taking the knee and rethink whatever racist stereotypes they might harbour. But to me, it's just such a completely inoffensive thing. Why do people react so strongly to it?
I did read something the other day that said, there would be only racists who would boo anti-racist gestures. So, it's obviously an indication of what they believe, an indication of their beliefs, and that they almost take offense to being reminded and having a finger pointed at their beliefs. You know, there was a piece in The Guardian by Barney Rone, one of the great sports writers, and he was talking, said, it's cowardly to suggest that it's keeping politics out of sport for whenever you complain about people taking the knee. It says more about the people booing. Then it says more about those taking the knee. I think taking the knee has to continue and has to be important. And I do agree with you that it is a gesture, but it is a gesture that reminds us, you know, and it reminds us and then perhaps leads down another path to the further education that we all need to examine ourselves, I mean, to examine our belief systems and our actions.
But I mean, Scotland didn't take the knee in the match that they have just lost against Poland. I think there was some kind of gesture, but because I was starting the show, I couldn't exactly see what it was, but I could see on the television that they didn't take the knee. They are going to take the knee when they play against England in the next match the two of them play in this group. So, you know, do the Scottish players believe in taking the knee or not? It gets very difficult, and does Croatia not find discrimination in sport a problem? Russia probably agrees. That's why they didn't take the knee. So, you know, what are we entitled to read into the fact that Quinton de Kock didn't raise a fist? And, you know, the people who did raise a fist, they didn't want to take the knee for the South African cricketers because taking the knee is a political gesture, but the Black Power salute is a political gesture that comes out of the 1968 Olympics and protests against discrimination in support. So, you know, how do you make decisions? Quinton de Kock said, I'm not going to tell you why I stood at attention, why I didn't raise my fist. And should we require him to tell us, or do we allow him to have his private reasons?
Yeah, I still have an issue with the way Dean Elgar described it beforehand, said each player was allowed to make a gesture according to what made them feel comfortable or uncomfortable. So then the question arises, why would you feel uncomfortable making a stance against racism? That's my immediate, basic, simple question. And if you can't answer that, is it taking a knee that's a religious gesture to you, which is a very Trump-esque way of answering it? That would be my basic question to all those guys. You didn't take a knee, or and raise their fists as well. Is it that they believe they only take a knee to God, that they only take a knee to their God. Sorry, it's just problematic for me. I don't understand. It's almost like they. What was the old phrase about us immigrants? We got one foot in Africa, one foot in England. You know, we're all over the place.
Yeah, I can't help but question Quentin de Kock's decision to just stand up straight. But do I have a right to question it? And I mean, it may well be that he feels just as strongly about discrimination in sport as does Lungi Ngidi or Kagiso Rabada or Keshav Maharaj or Kyle Verein, who did take the knee. And can I require him to perform the gesture that I think is an appropriate gesture to show your distaste for discrimination in sport or in life generally?
Yeah, you would like to hear him talk about it. I remember a good few years ago, Jacques Callis was called out by a letter writer into the Sunday Times. It became a front page piece because he didn't sing the national anthem. And then he actually came and explained to people, said, the reason I don't is during that national anthem, I'm sitting thinking of my late father. So that was his reasoning for that. So it wasn't a racism thing or he didn't sing it. But you'd like Quentin has to come out and say, because he's an important player. He's worshipped in India, where racism is still strong between certain castes there. You would like to hear him talk a little bit more, and to Dean Elgar and them to perhaps just elucidate a bit more on why not. You know, I'm not a fan of pointing fingers. I mean, Priti Patel, the Home Secretary of England, has called what the England players doing gesture politics. Which is, well, it's from the Tory party. It's pretty much what you expect from at the moment.
Okay, Kevin, I have to leave it there, but thank you. I mean, it is a complicated issue, and it is one I continue to wrestle with. Kevin McCullum, sports writer, thank you.